Five,
four,
three,
two,
one. Okay, we saved all the magic for the show, so let's start that right now.
Okay.
What
go.
Is it? No.
Oh, too much pressure. That was like prom night.
Huh?
Too much pressure.
Right. No, I'd already graduated at that point. It didn't matter. All my tests were in.
Oh, I thought you were just the creepy guy in the parking lot watching prom happen.
Did you think that, really? Is that what you thought, or are you just trying to rip on me?
No, this is a
what
very
is it?
Good
what
chance.
Is it? What is it? What was your actual profile of a high school Alan?
Maybe a grumpy, lonely guy.
Neither grumpy nor lonely.
Okay.
Nor cool.
Okay.
Nor with other people. It was sort of that in between.
Okay.
Yeah. Cool kids aren't podcasting now, are they? They peaked in high school, okay?
That's right.
Hello and welcome to episode, 573 of the Two Hosers Photo Show. My name is Alan in Tübingen, Germany. With me, as always, is...
Adam, that was a big yawn. Adam.
Barely in, with us.
In Vancouver.
In spirit.
And in person.
And in person. In Vancouver. The whole thing.
Yeah.
Just a quick note before we get any further in this. This is as close to a live show as we have ever done.
Like tough turnaround.
Yeah, tight turnaround on this one. Just to let everybody know, this wasn't the reason this show's a couple hours late is because just scheduling. Adam and I schedule, and we're doing this live, almost live to tape.
Mm-hmm.
So there's that. All right, so you're telling me off the air a little bit about how Christmas beat you up a little bit this year.
Mm-hmm. Just tired.
How's that? Yeah. How so?
Been trying to pack in all the fun. I had a week off, so I took, which is rare for me to take a full week off. And so been trying to, gather in as much fun as possible.
And you guys have a winter wonderland, it looks like.
Oh yeah. Yeah. No, we've been basically enjoying a white Christmas. So no, it's been great. Today we went to had some time with some of our neighborhood friends, another family that lives close to us, and we did some, well, if you can call it sledding, just a kind of a small hill that's nearby in Steveston.
Right.
Did a little bit of outside winter fun stuff. So a couple of trips to the mini toboggan hill, and the kids had a great
Where's
time.
Where's that,
so,
South Arm?
No, it's a little hill over by, I'm trying to think of what the name of the school is. Oh man, Ken, don't quiz me on the local schools. I'm not good. But yeah, just kind of in behind, right on the water. It's like, it's a little tucked in spot in Steveston. I don't think it exists.
Steve's.
No. It's closer to the water than that. But I don't think it existed in that spot because it's kind of where a whole bunch of new building has occurred. But anyways, doesn't matter. Small little hill that probably very few people know about from a tobogganing standpoint. So we did that, and turns out the dog also loves tobogganing. So she got on the toboggan a couple of times with Jack holding her, and they did some toboggan runs, and she was psyched about it. So wanted to keep going up to the top of the hill to get on the toboggan. So. Yeah, turns out dogs like sledding too.
Wow. So I'm just impressed because we used to never have white Christmases in Vancouver. It was rare.
I don't remember one. So I'm sure there has been. I'm guessing there has been since I've lived in Vancouver, but I don't remember one offhand. So, it's kind of a treat for sure.
It used to be a regular occurrence in Germany, I'm told. And now my early experiences in Christmas in Germany were always snow. And this year is the Battle of the Somme. It's just mud everywhere. It is so too soon for the World War I joke. Is that
what? Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Sorry about that, everybody. Oh, it's brutal. It's like it was like last week was it was decided to be like -6, -7, something like that. So bit of a cold snap, and then a few days later it was +10 and raining.
Yeah. So, yeah, I think today it was -7 here, and you know Vancouver doesn't get -7 very often. So -7
felt like snow.
No, it felt like -100. So no, it was really cold, especially on the photo fingers. I did take a camera out today, and even just the one exposed finger and thumb for a while, taking some sledding pictures. And I was like, yeah, no, I can't have these fingers exposed. I'm gonna do them with the gloves on. Them. Yeah. So there you go. That's just my toughness, though, maybe called into question.
Well, the guy hosts a nap to podcast.
That's true. Yeah,
that is true. You were saying that off the air. Adam had a nap so he could podcast at 9:15 tonight.
Yeah, I had to. That's what I'm telling you about. Our days start early here too. That's part of it. Yeah, we're ready to go pretty early in the early fives. That's what time we get things rolling around here.
Early fives.
Yeah.
Like you're up at 5 a.m.
Yeah.
Okay, you're doing it wrong.
Okay.
I would accept 6 a.m.
I prefer it this way. Early, I mean, I got up at early 5 to rise, early to sleep.
Yeah, I hear what you're saying. I actually got up in the fives today to podcast, which is evident by how interesting the show is.
Right.
Yeah. No, fives are not unreasonable. It's just as a regular event. That's look in the mirror time. That is you're looking to go to the buffet dinner at 4:30 p.m. Then.
Yeah, and then I think what happened, what caught up to me is a couple of days at the fives, which is normally okay, because I do fives all the time. But I also turn around and go to bed usually by about 10. I'm going to say safely, sometimes a bit earlier, but 10 is a pretty normal time to go to bed, but it's crept into a little bit later the last few nights with all the Christmas fun happening. And so then it's still the fives remain as the wake up. And that caught up to me with a couple of trips to the sledding hill, even though I don't do the sledding, mostly the watching.
Now that your kids are older, you don't even have to do the pulling up the hill.
No, and the hill takes 13 steps to run up. So,
right.
Yeah. No, the hill isn't much of a hill, but again, still just the same, give some snow, a bunch of, kids who don't get snow that often, and a little, bump of a hill, and you've got instant fun. So it doesn't take that much.
Yeah. So I'm just really, I would say jealous is probably the closest emotion, because, like usually in Vancouver, when it snows, it'll snow and then be nice for about 45 minutes. And then a slushy mess for 3 days, and then gone.
Right.
And it just doesn't sound like what you're experiencing. That's awesome.
No, I think it's here for another week or so. Again, not a meteorologist, but it.
Okay, that's excessive. That's too much. Then
it's supposed to be cold for the next little while. So this isn't going anywhere quickly.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah.
So as I said, it was cold here, and then but last week, I had to go for. I had to pick up some items at the hardware store. You heard of it, right? The hardware store?
Sure, yeah.
And my wife was gone for the whole day, and I was just like trying to put the finishing touches on a project that I was doing, and I wanted to get it done. So I said, you know what? I'm going to brave this at -7, and I'm going to ride my bike to the hardware store.
Sure.
Which was, it's not super far, not when it's -7, it's not super close either, though. So
okay,
I was like, all right, I'm gonna go, and sure, I go out, nice clear day, like beautiful out there, but cold, obviously. And so I ride my bike all the way there, no problemo. Buy my items, and on my way home, I'm riding along, all is good, all is life is just everything's coming up me, and. And I'm riding, and I see, oh boy, like that's really cool. It's like 10 o'clock in the morning, but it's got this kind of cool mist over the little valley and with kind of the cool light and the cold. I was like, that'll make a really cool picture. And I happen to have my iPhone
okay
in my backpack. So I'm like, oh, I'm going to take a picture of that. So I, you know, I slow down. And as I do, that's when I realize I'm on ice.
Oh, oh no.
And had I just kept going, I think I probably would have avoided it. But I went the other way and just crashed.
Oh.
Out came the tires and down I went. Kaboom on the ground. Now, fortunately, Adam.
Yeah.
And I'm not even joking when I tell you this.
You're good at falling.
I'm really good at falling.
Yeah, yeah. I could feel that coming.
Yeah. You know, the sports background, the number of times I've broken up a double play at second base or been bad at snowboarding, I know how to fall. Like, okay. My body knows. I don't think about it on the way down, like, oh, I better do this. Just the body instinctually goes down. So much so that I got a little scrape on my elbow where I smashed into the frozen cement.
Yeah.
And then the only other mark on me was I bruised the inside of my knee.
Okay.
And that's when my bike hit me. So it wasn't that my knee hit the ground. I managed to roll out of that, no problem. But then my bike slammed into the inside of my knee, just for the dignity. So I collect myself. I get up. I take the photo.
Okay.
I did that.
Yeah.
And then, but as I'm doing that, as I'm getting up, there's another bike rider coming the same way. And I go to say something to that person, like, hey, careful, it's slippy. And they just ignore me completely. Just ride past me. Don't even stop to see if I'm okay. Just, they could not get out of there fast enough. So that was exciting. So I'm okay. I gather myself up. I take the picture, like I say, get on my bike, get home. I'm okay.
So your camera was okay too.
My phone was okay, which I thought, oh, that's the end of that. But evidently, no. So I go and put my stuff, go get my stuff out. And you know what wasn't okay, Adam?
What?
The exploded bottle of wood glue in my backpack.
Oh, yeah, that's not good.
That was not. It was like glue soup in my backpack. So that was a delight. So I managed to save about half the bottle of glue that was still in the bottle, put it into a other bottle, and then just threw the backpack in the garbage. That was the end of that.
That was the damage done was the backpack.
Yeah, yeah. Merry Christmas. There you go.
Okay,
glued it right up.
That's too bad. Yeah, I mean, did anyone you know laugh and point at you when you were down?
Did anyone laugh and point? No, there was hardly anybody around. Just that one person who left awkwardly. Yeah, yeah. Had they known there was glue in my backpack, I bet.
Yeah, they would have asked if they could help,
or get some free glue.
Right. Right. Yeah.
Yeah. So there you go.
All right. Well, good story.
And I almost finished the project. Almost.
You ran out of glue.
No. We'll get to that in a sec. Patreon. This is a long intro to Patreon. If you want to help us out, help me buy some glue.
Yeah.
That's what we need. Glue or a backpack, really. I need both.
New backpacks. Yeah.
Yeah. So click on our website, twohosers.com. You'll find the link to the Patreon. Help us out. Also, a reminder of our monthly challenge for next week, Adam, is our monthly challenge, and that is F4. I bet you've already got yours, even by accident, you probably got F4.
Yeah, I'm guessing I have. What were you going to say? I deliberately take some F4 photos, so maybe I got something from today. I haven't looked at any of the photos today, because literally was gone all day, came home, had a nap, woke up, podcast. So my photos have not yet been uploaded from the winter fun fest that we had today.
When I see your photo, though, I want to look at that and go, oh my God, F4.
Yeah, F freaking 4. That's what you're going to say.
Yeah. Thank God F4 was invented.
Yeah.
That's what your picture should scream to me.
That's what it's going to scream.
I think it's going to scream, hey, I guess you got a dog.
Yeah, it might scream that. It might not. You never know. You never know.
Yeah. Yeah. We'll see. But I was getting into, so Christmas shenanigans. It I don't know. There's some rants that I don't know. I'm a kind, you know, here's a funny one. So my sister who lives in Ontario.
Yeah.
So far, you're with me, right?
I'm with you.
Okay. So she made, evidently she made my kids some homemade pajamas for Christmas.
Okay.
And so she mailed them, like, or couriered them, or whatever you call it now.
Okay, so she knit these? Are these wool pajamas?
No, no, that would be terrible. Oh, my okay. God.
Okay, those would be warm. Yeah.
Yeah, and itchy, and yeah, here's, Merry Christmas, here's some misery.
Okay, so what do you make pajamas? Yeah, she got like a sewing pattern?
Yeah, yeah, she has, I guess she does the sewing.
Okay, all right.
So I haven't seen them yet. I haven't seen them. That's spoiler alert. We're recording this the day after Boxing Day. We're recording this on the morning of the 27th. My time. Okay.
Yeah.
Boxing Day for you still.
Mm-hmm.
So I have to go pick them up in the next couple hours. That's how that went. To skip ahead to the end of the story. So we get a notice. First of all, this is crazy. We get a notice the other day in the mail slot. Oh, hey, we have a package for you, but we couldn't drop it off, mm-hmm. like the day before Christmas Eve. And my wife was furious because she's like, I was home the whole day. What do you mean you couldn't drop it off? You could ring the bell. They did not ring the bell. Just dropped a note saying, hey, we have a package, couldn't deliver it. Boom. Like, well, what does that mean? And you can pick it up to. After tomorrow, it's going to be out. It'll be out on the van all day, being not delivered, and then it'll be returned at the end of the day, and then sent to back to shipping or back to sorting or whatever like that. So it won't be ready until tomorrow at 5 o'clock. That's when you can pick it up. The first opportunity you have tomorrow at 5.
Okay.
Said okay. Well, but you guys close at noon tomorrow because it's Christmas.
Right.
So you see my problem.
Mm-hmm.
So I'll skip ahead because it's already boring me. But it turns out the government has decided to charge duty on my sister's homemade gift for my kids.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a 13 euro duty charge. But what ends up happening is the courier pays that charge and then recovers it from me. Plus 6 euros for that.
Right.
So the cost to us is around 20. Okay. So my sister made them. She paid like 60 bucks to ship them over. And then I have to pay 20 bucks more. And on top of that, that's the reason that the delivery person, who there's like 5 or 6 or something in our neighborhood for some reason. I don't even know why they don't just have one. But there's a whole bunch of them. And So evidently, I find out later, I tracked down like multiple drivers in our neighborhood. Like I went and drove around and found them.
Okay.
And she said that, yeah, she had it, but it's already been sent back, blah, blah, blah. And then the other driver was like, who trained her, said, yeah, she doesn't like to collect money because of COVID. And I was confused because I was like, but you've collected money from me twice. And he's like, yeah, I don't really care. I just do it. And here I am, still ticking. And she's new, younger girl, like in her early 20s, doesn't feel like collecting money because of COVID.
Right.
So, okay then.
Yeah.
Worked out bad for us.
you should send your sister a bill for like, well, what do you have to pay 20, but tack on another 6.
Well, I'll do 6 to collect from her. Yeah, you're right. I should do that. And then, but here's the kicker. But here's the actual, that was all the, so the problem, I went and tried to track it down. Couldn't do it before Christmas. And then Boxing Day was a Sunday. So today is the first day it's open. So they'll get a Christmas present today, right? So whatever, that part's going to be resolved. Same thing with the thickness planer I told you I wanted Santa to bring. I ordered one of those. It was supposed to come on Christmas Eve and it didn't. So hopefully that shows up today too. So I can run the pajamas through the thickness planer. That's what I can do today.
Yeah, nice.
But here's the kicker. Here's the part that surprised me and maybe not worth it for the whole story. But my wife says to me, Why? Like, why are they? Because this whole charging duty on stuff that there's a couple things that my mom had sent for the kids for their birthday that got dinged for duty as well a couple times, and I was like, what is going? This is all brand new. Like, this is we have not dealt with this in past years.
Okay.
My wife says, "Oh, is it because of Brexit?" And I said, don't be ridiculous. How could that be? Like, we're not in England, you know? How mm-hmm. could it be Brexit? And sure enough, the UPS guy, or the delivery guy, not UPS, the delivery guy I did track down said, I didn't even mention it. He just out of the blue said, yeah, ever since Brexit, there's duty on everything.
Hmm.
So there you go. Thank you, Boris Johnson. Merry Christmas, buddy.
Wow. Yeah, that's unfortunate.
And weird, though.
And weird, but also, guess what is never going to stop? That duty charge.
Well, that's what I told my wife. She's like, well, why do they do that? I was like, yeah, but they want your money.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right? You understand that? Like, they like, the, you're going to get me into a whole COVID rant, too, which you don't want to do, but testing and all that stuff. And how you know, everyone wants to do testing where you are, of what I've heard. And I've been told those home test kits have been selling for like hotcakes, by the way.
Yeah, because they're very difficult to get here.
Right. And so I was told by someone else that like in Vancouver, you would get upwards of $50 per test. Probably higher. He figured higher. Oh,
I don't think it's, not from what I've heard. Not, but yeah, the bottom line is you're gonna spend a lot more here than you probably would elsewhere.
Right. That point is someone suggested $50 and he said they actually, where he is, they are selling for higher. Put it that way.
Wow.
That's what he told me. So regardless, point being, you know, myself and my other Canadian buddy was like, we were considering, you know, hey, helping people out and say, hey, great. Well, you know, we'll send you some, like not even send you some to go sell and make a bunch of money. It's like, if people need them, like we have them here, they're about $2 a test. They're not. They're a little harder to get right now, apparently, but not difficult to get. Illegal to send them to Canada. Illegal. Canada has made it illegal. You shall only buy their sponsored tests.
Right.
Yeah. So there you go.
I think again. Yeah. It's so hard to figure out, you know, where the motivations are, but it seems like they don't want you to test. Right? Not okay. Like what you're saying, like, you know, makes sense, but they're just like, you have symptoms, just stay home. Like, that's kind of more what is,
oh, see, they're not even doing symptoms here. Like for us, like I was gonna post the picture, but then I was like, ah, it's not that funny. I don't know. I took a picture, a Christmas tradition picture, being all funny, as I do.
Sure.
And it was a picture like we all took. My wife wanted us all to take COVID tests on Christmas Eve before we had dinner, for like before her parents came over.
Yeah.
And so I took the picture of the 6 negative COVID tests by the Christmas tree and thought I was super clever, and then realized that, you know, some people are having miserable times with the COVID, so maybe I won't get into that.
Sure.
Yeah, I get why you wouldn't test, but anyway, whatever. Yeah. Let's not bring it up. Let's do a photo show, buddy. I should have made some notes, because this is getting weird. So, did you shoot anything interesting?
Yeah, I've been shooting. Week? I had a week off, so I've been photographing everything.
How has it been, like, with all of it new camera?
Yes, today I didn't. It was too cold, and I knew I was going to go right into the snow, and so I took the backup camera, the 6D. But everything up until this point, including my last trip yesterday out into the snow just on the dike for a walk, I did take the new camera. So it's been almost entirely new camera, and I've been playing around with the kit lens that, I guess it wasn't included, I still bought it, but it was sort of, I guess, a kit lens, the 24-105 variable lens, RF lens, that I got with the camera. So I've been playing around mm-hmm. with that, so that's fun. I like that, and the focus tracking on that lens is incredible. But no, it's been mostly the new camera and mostly dog stuff, although today was a lot of not dog stuff. But yeah, just enjoying. And because, I mean, we've had the weather change the last couple of days, and then of course just the time off, and we've been doing lots of stuff. We went to a drive-through lights at the PNE, which I guess they did last year too. I don't know how many years they've done it, but they definitely did it last year for COVID. And then this year we decided that we would do that. So we went downtown, and you kind of basically just takes you through. They've done almost like sort of a Van Dusen Gardens thing. They've put lights all throughout the PNE, and then they have like a drive kind of set to music that it takes you all around the PNE, and it was really
you tune in on your radio to the music.
Yeah. Yeah. So you tune in on your radio, and then you basically have your windows down and you see all the lights, and they've hired people like little dance area where they've got people in almost like human snow globes, I guess, to keep the weather out, where they're dancing in their little globes, and then they've got the lights everywhere. And at the end, they've got Santa up on a giant sleigh waving goodbye to everybody. And it was quite neat and cute. It took maybe 25 minutes to drive through. They had food trucks set up at the beginning, and you could order, and then like someone like would bring the stuff right to the car. We didn't eat or anything. We'd already eaten, but it was just kind of a neat, well set up thing that was COVID friendly and was enjoyable. An outing to do with the kids.
All right.
And then just, yeah, like the winter wonderland it's been. So we've been outside enjoying that with the dog. The dog, I think I said last time, like just loves the snow. Absolutely loves the snow. So that's yeah. Fun. Yeah. She likes to go out. So
you've been posting everything to Instagram.
Yeah. Just cause again, the dog doesn't have any issue of being photographed. So I've had the time off. I've had the camera out. I've been taking photos kind of just like when the kids were little and cooperative, just taking photos of everything and yeah, just having fun. So no, it's been great. Great to have time off. So I'm going to go back to work soon. So I'm sure all the photos will stop, but I've been posting things to Instagram. I know it's kind of a running joke. It's like, oh, how did you post more in the last week than you've posted in the last 10 years? And the answer is time off. Time off is key.
Well, I'm actually pretty pleased with myself that I coined the phrase the Adam Lench.
Yes. Yeah, that's a great name. I think that's the name of my new men's league hockey team if I were to play on one.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Yeah. But it's just like, it's just you, though. You don't have a team.
Right. Yeah. It'd be good if I was the leading scorer and the captain, but no, as it is,
yeah, it's that's just me. Well, there's that, but it's like, hey, guys, it's my team. It's called the Adam Lanch. Does anybody know 15 other guys?
Named play? Adam. Named Adam.
That yeah, would hopefully, be yeah. Can one of them, is one of them a goalie? Would be nice. That would be, yeah, otherwise, there's that.
We're going to lose badly. Yeah.
We're going to, the Adam Lanch. I think that's a t-shirt you got to make, though.
Yeah, just coming up with the artwork for that. I'll think it through.
Well, basically, you're just going to rip off the Punisher and use that font, but call it the Adam Lanch.
Okay.
You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah.
That's I'm going to, yeah, go check your mailbox, buddy. I already made it. It's shipped. It got there before my thickness planner did. So, yay, Merry Christmas. So there's that. I probably shot some stuff, but it's just Christmas related and not tremendously interesting.
Okay.
I haven't even gone through them yet. That's the thing. We had people over and there's that.
Right.
The end. I shot all of those. All the Christmas stuff I shot with the X100 though. X100 and the flash. The onboard flash, whatever the flash is called. The one you put on, not the built-in one, but the little the little one you can bounce.
External, yeah.
Yeah, makes a huge difference. I like, because remember you'd said before, like, you're like, oh man, I cannot believe you would get that. You're not going to use it. What's the point? I love it. It's a great little flick of light to add into that already amazing camera.
Cool.
Yeah, so there's that. All right, let's get into the photo challenge, Adam.
Okay.
Get everything else out of the way, right? Did we say about the? Oh, I didn't tell anyone to put their F4. Their monthly challenge is F4. Put on Instagram, hashtag that #2hosers monthly challenge, hashtag #heyhosers. Even better, do both of those things and tag us at #2hosers, and we'll talk about that for next week.
Okay.
That was a callback to me not finishing my thought earlier. The photo challenge this week was like Christmas something or other, or something like that. Was it Christmas blah, blah, blah? What did we figure it was?
Yeah, something, Christmas something.
Christmas something.
Mm-hmm.
So there you go. So which one are you going with yours?
I'll go with the family one.
Yeah, because the other one looks like you're just seeing a camera for the first time. Like you're confused about what's going on. I've wandered into some lights, and then all of a sudden, whoa, that's yeah. what I'm seeing on that picture.
Sure. Yeah, that's me yeah. in most photos. So, yeah.
Just
my photo face, yeah.
All right, so now here's a picture of your wife and your two kids who were robbing the neighborhood. Is that why they're dressed in all black?
Maybe. I think we had just come back from the lights at the PNE, and everyone was kind of ready to go home and possibly go to bed. And I said, we got to make a stop at the special Christmas house. And uh-huh. It wasn't raining, right? So this was pre snowfall, and it wasn't raining. And I just thought, we're not going to get nights that are this clear and nice. Let's do it now. So I got them out of the car, and we proceeded to take a couple of photos. We had the dog. I had the LED light with me. So this is straight up.
You had it with you just because, or?
I can't remember. I thought when we went to the PNE, I didn't really know exactly what it was and whether there was going to be spots where you might get out of the car, and I had it with me, not thinking anything more than maybe I'll have a use for it. And it just sits in the front pocket of my top loader Zoom bag, where I put one camera in, and then in the front pocket that LED light fits in perfectly. So I just thought, okay, I'll take it just in case. And then as it turned out, we ended up going to the local Christmas house where we always traditionally take an annual family photo. So I had it with me, thought let's do it now. So just, yep, pretty straightforward. Position the family wherever I want the backdrop to be, throw that light on, aim it, fire, the end. That's all that was. So that was the 24. I'm pretty sure that's the 24 to 105 lens too, because that's what I had with me.
It says 24, focal length 24.
There you go. So, yeah, I'm really, really liking that lens. I say that about all my lenses. They all have different properties. This is a pretty good, versatile lens. Doesn't look like a 24 at 24. I mean, maybe slightly on that family photo where Jack's closer to the photo, so, or closer to the camera. So maybe appears a little bit bigger than Sarah, who's a little further away. But no, it just doesn't warp things and looks.
I would not have guessed 24 mils as a focal length.
No. And even when I looked at it, I was like, really? I took that at 24. Again, this was all done as per usual, done quickly, trying to get everything set up and figure out the lighting and done quickly. So yeah, was not, I just wanted to get in a bunch of lights. I wanted a lot of backdrop, and there was other people around. So I was trying to find a way where I could capture a lot of the background and lights, and not get a whole bunch of other people in. And so this just seemed like a good vantage point. So it turned out to be 24, was not even intentional.
All right. Now, do people who have this house, do they have like a little box out front saying, hey, help us with the electricity bill, or?
No, I think there is a spot where you could make donations. I don't think it's for them though. I think it's all donated to right. charity. Yeah.
Plus, those are probably all LEDs now, and they cost 8 cents to run for the whole month.
Yeah, that's part of it. Just on a photography note, I don't know if we've mentioned this in the past, but the newest Lightroom update. Uh-huh. I'm guessing you're using the newest Lightroom. I use the Lightroom Classic, but are you using the most recent updated Lightroom Classic?
Correct.
So I don't know how long it's been around, but again, I've been using it a lot more recently. It does the quick, subject background kind of masking tool.
Masking.
Yeah. It's so terrific.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm worried that it's there's someone in my room over my shoulder watching.
Yeah. Maybe you shouldn't be doing this, but, this is a perfect circumstance. I mean, pretty much everything's a perfect circumstance for making little tweaks to it to get the background, but using an LED to light your foreground and then controlling, how much of the background that you want to see in a Christmas lights photo. Because if you don't have, let's say, enough LED photo power, there are a lot of reasons why you might not dial it in perfectly, whatever the reason might be that you'd want to do this. This is a great little tool in this scenario to dial in the background the way you want it. And it finds it very quickly and very accurately in Lightroom. So I love that feature.
Yeah, it's pretty awesome. I've only messed around with it. I haven't had to use it on anything yet. But and then in Photoshop they have the new black background blur feature.
I remember you showing me a couple of samples. I haven't really needed that one, but I mean, I'm just thinking about just a perfect example would be like, you know, bright day where you kind of, you know, you dial in on your subject and then you blow out the background. Well, now you can, you know, you can save a lot of that without making your subject look weird and off, you know? So no, just a great, like we used to always talk about the save. It totally changes how you do the save when you've got the ability to adjust the background separately from the foreground without needing to spend a bunch of time cutting your image out in Photoshop or even going to Photoshop. That's the other beautiful thing about this tool. Doing it all in Lightroom is
a time saver. And so did you do it for this?
I think I did it just slightly, just because I just, again, the last batch of photos, I'd like to dial it in exactly, but I'm from my memory, I can't tell how much, but I think I did do it a little bit on some of these photos because the light on like, cause when I did the actual light itself, it wasn't bright enough. So I used it more to bring up the subjects versus change the background. Right. Like I wanted to keep the background the way I had. I didn't want to lighten it anymore. And I wanted to lighten the subject a bit more. So I just masked the subjects and then just brought them into where I wanted them and left the background alone.
Nice. All right. Very handy. All right. So for mine, I went the old school. This is a photo of a photo, but I specifically took the Polaroid photo. I wanted like an old school looking photo of my kids in front of the Christmas tree. And that's what that is.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. The Polaroid, I remember I bought Polaroid film for the camera, like probably two Christmases ago. This is still that this is like the first roll. I think I bought three or four rolls, or packages or whatever. They're not rolls. They're flat, but I bought like three or four packs and, still halfway through the first one. We just don't take that many. And I should take a lot more of these. Because they're cool, and B, it looks like the film isn't going to hold up for super long if you leave it out for two summers in the camera.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So it tends to lose some of its pop a little bit. Still looks cool, but I have to take a few more photos. That's the plan there.
Nice. I like it. Looks like it was shot in 1978.
Yes, it does. Yes, it does. Except for the two baseball photos in the background there, those are going on my son's wall of left-handed hitters wall of fame.
Okay.
One of them does look like from the era, and the other one not so much. Do you know who those people are?
I can't tell from here in my screen. I can't even. Yeah, the one on the left looks like maybe Ted Williams, someone of that ilk. I can't tell.
Okay. Earlier.
I can't tell who the one on the right is at all, or even what era. Just the stance. It looks newer, but I have nothing beyond that. My vision's not good enough. Sorry.
Okay. We're looking at Ty Cobb on the left.
Okay.
He was Ted Williams was, he was the inaugural member, Ted Williams, of the left-handed hitters wall of fame. So.
Ty Cobb is not a nice guy from what I understand.
That's what, who knows by this point, you know, like that's the, you bring up an interesting point, Adam, because there are a few people who have not made the wall in past due to their own personal behavior.
Okay.
Yeah. No, I know. And one guy almost made it this year. And I couldn't abide. And so you have your stand, you have your Babe Ruth, your Ted Williams, your Lou Gehrig, Carl Yastrzemski, obviously. He's already obviously, on there. I'm on there.
Sure. And,
Reggie Jackson is on there.
Okay.
Larry Walker, of course.
Okay, get a little Canadian content.
Justin Morneau made the
another Canadian.
Will Clark made it.
St. Louis Cardinals, great.
Yeah, well, he mopped up his career with the Cardinals at the end, but yeah,
I remember Giants. Him as a St. Louis Cardinal, but that's yep, that's yeah, that,
the great St. Louis Blue, Wayne Gretzky, and
sure, or New York Ranger.
Yeah, I did see Wayne Gretzky play in person in all four uniforms. So
wow, good for you. Yeah,
find someone else who can say that. Mark Messier, maybe he can say it, but the even then, not really.
No, probably not in St. Louis.
Yeah, the Ken Griffey Jr. of course is on the wall. Ichiro Suzuki for sure. Mickey Mantle. So here's where it gets complicated. Mickey Mantle, switch hitter, but I have him on the wall hitting left-handed. Okay.
Okay. Well, that counts then.
Yeah. So Pete Rose, it was the controversial one.
Oh.
So he's ready to make the wall. And not this isn't a gambling thing. He's just apparently just not a great guy. And okay. So yeah, I think he would rather make this wall than the Hall of Fame, actually.
I think you're just honoring the Hall of Fame's decision at this point.
No, mine's separate. Mine is okay. a separate entity.
Okay.
I'm not doing that. So anyway, so there's Ty Cobb. You're right. So Ty Cobb probably a jerk. Not in the same way as Pete Rose, apparently. We'll see. Maybe he was, but that's lost to the dustbin of history. And the other one, there's no you cannot argue with at all. The other guy in that picture, that's one John Olerud.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I love John Olerud.
Yeah, everyone does.
363.
And funny. Huh?
363, that's what he batted when he won the batting title with the Blue Jays.
And he was making a run for 400 that year. Like that
for a
was
long
the point.
Time.
It was deep
yeah.
into August, he was hitting 400, which is insane. So, yeah. Johnny O hit the cycle one time, believe it or not. That's crazy.
They always said that he had a Ted Williams-like swing.
He did. And a complete stud pitcher in college. Washington State Cougar and was a two-way player. Was Shohei Ohtani until Shohei Ohtani went, no, I got this.
Yeah, yeah.
They made him choose pitching or playing, and he chose playing. But Shohei is like, nah, I'm doing both. Anyways, that's the photo challenge. I actually like this picture a lot more than I thought I would. The end.
Okay.
All right. So the topic this week was, you know, how you spent your Christmas, and you kind of got into that.
Yeah, took photos.
Yeah. Are you back to work Monday?
Tuesday.
Okay, so we still have one more day of the Adam Lanch.
Yeah, probably. Well, and I took enough photos today to make for a few photos to post tomorrow.
Because I did see a couple shots on your wife's Instagram.
Okay.
So I assume you took them.
Maybe.
Okay.
What were they of?
Wait, you're not non-committal, huh?
Well, she has a phone. She takes photos.
Okay. Well, this one looks pretty good. This looks like you probably with your camera. So
okay. So what was the photo of?
Or I don't know. Your smiling face, man.
Oh wow. Was it from?
Although it does. The you know what? I'm looking at it now. It's you and her and your smiling face. There looks like there's some weird photo stuff going on because your face does look four times the size of hers.
Okay. I'm gonna guess it wasn't taken on my camera.
Yeah. I want you to. I'm not sure if your wife's is a private account or not or whatever people should follow. I'm not suggesting people follow your wife, but if you could post this one so the listeners could see it, it looks like it's been photoshopped. Because I know in real life, Adam, your face isn't four times the size of a normal face.
What's the background? That might help
looks like an apartment a complex in Steveston.
Was it taken today? Like was it
looks
it,
like today.
Sorry, posted today.
Yeah, like 2 hours ago.
Okay, so this is snow backdrop and everything.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so this it was taken on a friend's phone. This was while we were out tobogganing. This was okay. Yes, so not on my camera.
Are you looking at it?
No.
Like the Adam I know, I do. I will to the listener. I will vouch that Adam has a very normal size head and face.
This is, it, my head looks big.
It looks massive.
Wow.
And now I can't. At first all I saw was smiling faces. Now I can't unsee it. Now it's like it was like a horribly forged Lee Harvey Oswald photo.
Okay. I haven't seen the photo, so I'll have
to check.
There's
a conspiracy here that you might not be in this picture. And then I look at the picture of the four of you right after it, and no, your head looks massive. Maybe you have a massive head. No, it doesn't. In the group photo, it looks normal. It looks normal in the group photo, but the two of you, it looks like you elf yourself.
But is it because I have a hood?
I don't know what it is.
Oh,
it,
you know what? I have a hood and a toque. It looks like you're standing
about 4 feet closer to the camera than your wife is.
That could be. I have a toque as well, probably.
Yeah, but your arm is around your wife, so you're not, you're physically, I don't know, I'm not sure how to, you look like Plastic Man because maybe you're doing that.
Okay, I'll check it out.
I'm just saying, I'm blaming it completely on the photo, the technology of something in the camera, because I can attest, your head is normal. You're not Barry Bonds.
You know what's interesting? And so my friends posted a photo. I'm guessing it was on the same camera. And it was there was four of them standing in front of the Christmas tree, and it was from Christmas Day. And I, now that you're bringing this up, I meant to give my friends a hard time about the photo, because the dad, his head looked three times as big as the rest of the family. And now that you're saying this, I'm like, I bet something about that phone. And again, I don't know if they just got a bum phone, because I'm pretty sure it's an iPhone. But something about that phone made his head, again, way bigger than the other three. So I don't, maybe she's got a big head setting, you know, like NBA Jam used to have.
It could be. It is like, yeah, but maybe it might have something to do with whatever computational photography goes on. Like it looks like she's probably taken portrait mode and blurred the background.
Okay.
So I don't know if during that computation, it's like, well, let's blow up that head a little bit. I'm urging you to repost that under your account so the listeners can see and recognize that. Yeah, you might need to see a doctor, or someone has to take their phone in and get fixed. One of those two things.
Okay, I'm going to have to find it now, because, again, I had that exact thought about their own photo. So I think they just have big head mode on.
Good. All right. Yeah. The BH filter? Yeah. Okay. That should be the topic, the BH filter.
Yeah, a new filter going around. Yeah.
Yeah.
Big head yourself.
Yeah, well done. Okay, yeah, so that was it. Merry Christmas, everybody. That's what that was. Adam's Christmas, that was the topic.
Sure.
Was that a good topic? Not really.
No, no.
No. Okay. Well, we'll do better next week when we go over the photo challenge, which you can throw up there. The photo challenge for the month of December was big giant heads. That's what you have to do. Post a big head photo. terrible. No, it is F4. And put that on Instagram. Hashtag that, Two Hosers Monthly Challenge. Hashtag Hey Hosers, even better. Do both of those and tag us. And we'll make sure to talk about that next week. That is our photo challenge for next week, Adam. So, boom, 2-1 right there.
Okay, so our photo challenge for next week is F4.
Is F4.
Okay.
So there you go. That's about it. I guess people want to go find you. There's no website, but they can. You're blowing up Instagram, though.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, Adam Two Hosers on Instagram. That's where I do my business.
Check out his massive, massive head. And you can find my stuff at alanatridge.com. The two of us at twohosers.com, where you can go to find all the links, photos, everything we just talked about. And that's it for 2021, Adam. That's the end of 2021.
Wow. Sad to see you go, 2021.
Yeah. Hey, see you never. All right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Get out. All right. And that's it. Until next week. Get out there and make better photos.